It's easy to just assume this as fact. As the society becomes more modern, it becomes more secular. People separate their religion from their institutions and from parts of their lives. Sociologists have a name for this idea. They call it the secularization thesis. Now, research suggests the story is more complicated. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Back in 1822, Thomas Jefferson predicted in a letter to a friend that Unitarianism will ere long be the religion of the majority from north to south. Unitarianism, a religion that rejects much of traditional Christian doctrine. It was Jefferson's notion that as America developed economically, technologically, and socially, as more Americans became better educated, they'd become less religious in the traditional sense. A new study from the Pew Research Center on the relation between education and religion sort of backs up that theory, or seems to. Gregory Smith was the lead researcher.
College graduates are less likely to say they believe in God with absolute certainty. They are less likely to say that religion is very important in their lives. They're less likely to say that they pray regularly.
But secularism has not yet triumphed in the U.S. 7 out of 10 Americans still call themselves Christians, and Smith says in that group, self-identified Christians, education does not seem to weaken their faith.
Highly educated adherents are just as religious, in some cases more religious, than their fellow members in the pews who might have less education.
One example, college-educated Christians are actually more likely than non-college-educated Christians to say they attend church at least once a week. That pattern does not hold for all religious groups. Highly educated Jews, for example, tend to be less observant than less educated Jews. But it's clear, higher education does not necessarily make you less religious. The secularization thesis is not quite a proven fact, at least not among American Christians. In Western Europe, it may be a different story. Churches there are largely empty. Europeans over the last 50 years, as they've become more prosperous and better educated, seem to have drifted away from their churches. So why would America be different? One possible reason, European churches have gotten much of their financial support from government.
When a state creates a relationship with a religion like that, the religious leaders no longer have the same impetus to go out and urge people to come.
Philip Schwadel is a sociologist of religion at the University of Nebraska.
They get money from the state through taxes. They don't have to collect money from their congregants in the same way. And when we don't have that kind of establishment, such as in the United States, the religious leaders need to, in a sense, hustle more.
The result, religion in America may have more vitality. In fact, maybe even in Europe, religion is not as weak as it seems. Linda Woodhead, a British sociologist, has argued, as she did in this debate, that church attendance is not the only measure of how religious a society is.
Why just look at the churches? Of course, some forms of religion decline over time, because religion is constantly transforming. So why say that's the only true religion, and nothing else counts?
A similar argument from Philip Schwadel in Nebraska. Religion, he says, may no longer offer people the same explanations for the world that it did in medieval times, but it serves other roles as well, and always has.
Religion provides people with a community. It provides them with psychological support, with economic support. It provides a lot more than simply an understanding of where they are in the world relationship to the afterlife.
And by those measures, religion may endure, even in an increasingly modern world. Tom Gelton, NPR News.